patient is Archie Weyer, W-A-R-E. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. History patient is 59-year-old male. With a history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation period, patient recently underwent cardiac catheterization that showed ejection fraction 30% with normal coronaries period. Patient now has atrial fibrillation, which is persistent period, completing a shortness of breath, dizziness, increased weight gain period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient was an amiodarone in the past that was ineffective and a discontinued period. Patient stated that recently he has worsening of congestive heart failure period. Patient also gained about 30 pounds recently period. Current medication, Coric, calcitron, potassium supplement, allopurinol, amlodipine, hydralazine, Bumex, Eliquis period, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, drug use. Patient is currently not working. He is retired, period. Family history, now history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied reason of weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, now history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated now history of arthritis, neurological. Now history of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulses 90 to 100 and irregular respiration 16, weight is 380 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular. 1 over 6 is totally normal, heart of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound extremity, no 2 plus edema. Clinic impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, cardiomyopathy, number 3, obesity, number 4, congestive heart failure. Recommendation. Patient most probably has tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy, period. Patient failed on medical therapy, period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies on radiofrequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient and the family. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.